What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much more. Today, I'm going to react to Andrew Schultz and the gang reacting to Candace Owens' Be It Black Lives Matter documentary. Before we do that, though, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
When I go out for a good time, my favorite choice of drink is Dizzle. The question is, do you Dizzle?
You heard him. The question is, do you Dizzle? If you want a Dizzle, go to DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. Must be 21 and over, and shipping and handling is included. And it's best to buy three bottles because the shipping and handling is cheaper than buying one bottle. So, like, the shipping and handling is pretty much almost the same buying three bottles as one bottle. So I always recommend buying three bottles at one time. You know, especially if you're ordering online. And below that's locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. 50 locations in Arkansas as well. And on DizzleBrand.com, you can get the hats and the t-shirts as well. And we also got the new Little Apparel t-shirts available on promopalace.biz and Etsy.com/shop/newlitterdesign as well. So we're going to get into it. Andrew Schultz reacted to Candace Owens' BLM documentary. Here we go.
Fucking Dane, they should be illegal.
Dude, they should be illegal. 100%.
You should need, like, FDA approval for
a license or something.
It's brainwashing.
You need to be licensed for it. That's way more dangerous than a gun.
I agree.
Don't let people do documentaries. Give everybody a gun, no documentaries.
I agree.
It'll be fine.
I agree. I don't trust documentaries because you have however many hours of footage you edited down into the most 90 convincing minutes you possibly have of just your side. Mm-hmm. No documentary is like, hey, one side says this and the other side says this, and you pick your own truth and see what it is. This is the facts. 90 minutes back to back, edited down.
Oh, and they got
hundreds of hours of footage.
There's music involved.
Let's take the 90 most crack minutes, the most fentanyl minutes, and put them into that 90 right there.
100%. And also, when I was getting all the backlash on Instagram or YouTube or even DMs and shit, they were saying all these things, and this happens all the time when, like, people believe, have, like, these fringe ideas, right? Yeah. It's like, they know so much about their fringe idea that you don't know, so there's nothing you can say, right? Like, when people talk about UFOs and that kind of shit, they're like, well, technically, the way that the flight pattern was going, I don't know about flight patterns.
Yeah.
You're right. You can say anything to me that you know more about than me.
9/11.
And I can't push back.
I'm not a structural engineer.
The beams are the thing, and
I don't know.
Am I supposed to say? No, that's not how beams are.
Yeah. Right? I might be onto something.
Exactly. So... if Candace Owens put out a 9/11 documentary, I believe in 9/11.
Yeah. Wait, you don't believe in it now?
Honestly, before 9/11, it went 9/10, 9/12. Now, I believe in 9/11, 100%. Yeah. So Candace made me believe in numbers, bro. That's it. So she puts out this documentary, right? And her point of the documentary was, and also I blame Dave Chappelle for this shit, because she was like, I wasn't going to do this until it became personal. And she played that Dave Chappelle clip of saying she got a stank pussy mad times.
Really?
And I think that hit her, bro.
Okay.
I do think, because that's for women, that's, you know what I mean? Especially if they got stinky pussies, that's a real fucking issue.
She has to have a stink pussy.
I'm not saying she does. Don't make me a documentary.
I am.
I'm not saying she got. I think that shit smells great.
I think it stinks allegedly.
You think it stinks allegedly?
Yes.
Well, there was one allegation thrown out there.
Yeah.
Okay? And she makes a documentary. And the idea of the documentary is essentially that Black Lives Matter is a scam, a fraudulent organization.
Not the craziest theory I've ever heard in my life.
Now, there's a lot of evidence to prove that that is true now.
Yeah.
Okay? If you watch that documentary, you will believe it. They got $90 million. They're giving $2.5 million to, like, Toronto trans organizations. Right? They're giving millions of dollars to the friends. Like this woman, Patrice Cullors, who runs the organization, right?
Fuck that bitch.
Say it with your chest.
Fuck that bitch. She set back the movement decades, bro.
Yo, because...
Fuck that ass bitch. Yeah, straight up. Yo, I don't give a fuck.
You're allowed to say it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're good. Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to do, bro?
Wait, let me cook up. I hate that bitch, though. I hate her more than Candace Owens.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I understand the
frustration because what Al, you even texted the group, she set back the black empowerment movement decades because it's going to be very hard for the average person that donated to this thing to believe in the future that the same thing won't happen, right? So I understand that completely, right? She's doing is she's exposing later on in the documentary, she's like where all the money goes. She's like tracking it because you have to file these IRS reports, right? Yeah. So you can see where the money goes if you're a charity. You don't have to pay taxes, but you got to show what you're spending the money on.
Right.
So they're going like, she hires her brother to do, she has baby daddy to do security. She has her brother to do the video stuff, which we would all do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. We would, and like, I give a little bit of pushback in that regard. Like, if you got $90 million, I'm gonna hire y'all. Do you know what I'm saying? Akash is the head of, I don't know, haircuts or something. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, you're gonna
throw
the money
around. I need about $1.5 million a year for that job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're gonna throw the money around. But at least when you get caught throwing money around to the homies, you just go, all right, you got me, yo.
Yeah.
They still play the victim. I'm being attacked. I can't believe Candace Owens is out here doing all this shit. So yeah. I could see the frustration with that, especially with the people who already didn't fuck with Black Lives Matter. Yeah. So if you already don't fuck with Black Lives Matter and you see that the organization was involved in some scammy shit, now you're like, see, I was fucking
She was living in like a $5 million house.
Oh, they bought
like
property everywhere.
Yeah. So, mad properties,
can't
five houses.
Even say Black Lives Matter
They got a show
now?
Coming out of Home and Garden.
What?
Yeah, they got a Flip It show.
There's no way.
No, they gotta.
That flip.
That's fucked up, yo. Yo, they're gonna have Mexicans doing the renovations in the fields and shit like that.
You didn't
fuck
know that?
Crap.
No, they got a bunch of trans coming in and building that shit mad quick.
Shit, flip it up.
Yeah, that's empowering. That's empowering.
Yo, but the shitty
flip
part.
A snippet.
The shitty part. You can't even say Black Lives Matter without giving the disclaimer. It's like, oh, I'm talking about the movement, not the organization. Yeah, like that shit.
Yeah, they fucked the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, so you go. You see all that? That's very convincing and also very frustrating, right? There's the George Floyd part. And her issue with George Floyd, she says that it's fentanyl that killed George Floyd. That's what she's saying. And then there's a lot of people who haven't even watched the documentary. They just fucking heard that narrative and they're just running with it. And it's so obvious now I've seen the documentary, okay? Yeah. Now, the big issues I'm learning are now is the way that Chauvin had his knee on Floyd's neck, he wouldn't be able to choke him out. Now, yeah, that makes sense. You're not gonna choke somebody by putting your knee on the back of their neck. You've never seen anybody do that in fucking jujitsu, right? You choke somebody by going like this and pulling, right? So what people are jumping at that and go, well, I guess he must have died because of the fentanyl. And we're gonna get to another point that I wanna get to in a second. Now, did he have fentanyl in the system? Yes. They also say, and they pick up the most specific word.
And let me just pump the brakes there. I was saying this on another video that the lead cause of death, they said for 18, I think the 35-year-olds, is fentanyl overdoses. You could just breathe in fentanyl, like, in the air and overdose. Like, if somebody was to throw cocaine with no fentanyl in the air and you just breathed it in, you wouldn't necessarily overdose. But fentanyl, I mean, it could just like that, you could overdose. So fentanyl, that's the thing. Fentanyl is a dangerous, scary thing. Very dangerous, scary thing.
Words. They're like, he had a lethal amount of fentanyl in the system. You don't know what's lethal to somebody.
Hold up. Almost any amount of fentanyl in your system can be lethal. Like fentanyl, like I just said, it's fentanyl is very dangerous. I mean, you don't hear, you know, you have to snort a lot of coke with like laxative and baby powder to overdose on coke. I don't even know if you could smoke enough crack to overdose on crack. Heroin, that's the thing. When you start getting these things like heroin and fentanyl, you never know what they're cut with, how strong the cut is. So any amount in the system can be extremely dangerous. Let's keep it moving.
Must have died because of the fentanyl. And we're going to get to another point that I want to get to in a second. Now, did he have fentanyl in the system? Yes. They also say, and they pick up the most specific words. They're like, he had a lethal amount of fentanyl in the system. You don't know what's lethal to somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, we were at Burning Man. There's a lot of people had lethal amounts of drugs in their system. Yes. It did absolutely fucking nothing for a week. Right. You don't know what's lethal to this man. Okay?
These guys probably love rock music, and like Keith Richards has done a lethal amount of every drug.
Exactly, yet. Exactly. You, especially if you are a user, your tolerance is going to be way higher. Yeah. So you don't know exactly what it is. And furthermore, these are the same motherfuckers that during COVID, they were like, oh, they're over-reporting the amount of COVID deaths. You know, you're old and you die and you have COVID in your system, it's because of COVID. You have a heart attack and you die because you have COVID in your system, it's COVID. They blamed everything, remember? They're like, this is the government, they're over-reporting it, they want us to be scared, et cetera. If you have COVID in your system, doesn't mean it's a COVID death. There are other comorbidities.
I got to pump the brakes, though. This is where Schultz is wrong. Overdosing on fentanyl and heroin has nothing to do with the tolerance of how much can you handle. It has everything to do with how lethal the drug is. You know, it's not like weed. Like, you know, how much weed can you smoke until you pass out? You know, how much coke can you snort until your nose starts bleeding? It's not like that. We're talking, these drugs are levels up. It's levels to this shit, Schultzy. Levels to this shit. And weed is down here. Then you got coke and crack. Then you got another level that's heroin and probably angel dust and pills and fentanyl. Like, it's not necessarily about what you tolerance is. It's really about how lethal the dosage is. It really is. So he's a good comedian, but he's a little bit wrong on that. Let's keep it moving.
Government, they're over-reporting it. They want us to be scared, etc. If you have COVID in your system, doesn't mean it's a COVID death. There are other comorbidities that could have killed you. And the second fentanyl is in George Floyd, but that's the only way that motherfucker could have died.
It's a fentanyl death.
It's a fentanyl death. If you got fentanyl in your system and it's a guy fucking death. Sits on your neck for 8 minutes straight while you say you can't breathe, it must be fentanyl. That's the only reason.
That's a heat-ass point.
All I'm saying is, so keep that same energy up. One of those, you got to take all that shit back about the COVID deaths and say the government is 100% right on that, which I know none of y'all will do. Pussies, your mother's nose in my asshole. Okay?
Yes.
Or you got to say you're full of shit with this fentanyl thing, which you are. Now, I think that fentanyl does play a part in it. So George Floyd had this enlarged heart. With an enlarged heart, you need, he had this other fucking thing. I don't know. I'm not a goddamn scientist. We can look it up. But basically, it's harder to get oxygen to your system. When you've got a guy compressing you, he didn't die from being choked. He died, I think, from a pulmonary heart attack or some cardiopulmonary some fucking shit.
I want anybody to breathe with a grown-ass man putting all his fucking weight on your fucking back.
Exactly.
Scapula, whatever the fuck.
And he's hyperventilating because he's.
And he was already complaining about that he couldn't breathe.
Yes.
So it's like the guy broke all protocol because whenever you're arresting somebody, if they talk about, hey, I'm having health issues, you're supposed to treat that. He didn't even try acknowledge it at all.
100%.
And the guy was, George Floyd, there was a point where he wasn't even moving for a long period of that time.
Yep.
So there's no point to have your body on him to restrain him anymore. You only do that just to make sure if he's trying to resist.
And you're saying this because you've been in law enforcement.
Okay, well, let me pump the brakes, though. Al been in law enforcement, that's cool. But I'm not saying that I think that fentanyl is the reason he died. What I'm trying to say is they are underselling how dangerous fentanyl is in your system. They're just acting like it's coke or crack when it's not. It's fentanyl. It's there's levels to this shit. There's levels to this shit. And Al being a law enforcement should know a little better than this. You know, he should know a little bit more about drugs, that tolerance has nothing to do with do you overdose on fentanyl? If that was the case, then people would overdose on marijuana. That's what kills their story. Because there's plenty of people that can't tolerate weed, but they're not going to fucking overdose on it. Those things are, don't go, that's the thing, man. Like, tolerance and lethal dosages don't go hand in hand. A lethal dosage can be dangerous to anybody, no matter what their tolerance is to that drug. You know? So, yeah, man. Well, let's keep it moving. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. Huh? Come on, video. Play for me, play for me.
He didn't even try acknowledge it at all.
100%.
And the guy was... George Floyd, there was a point where he wasn't even moving for a long period of that time.
Yep.
So there's no point to have your body on him to restrain him anymore. You only do that just to make sure he's trying to resist.
And you're saying this because you've been in law enforcement. Yeah, yeah. You know the actual rules. Just to put this out there.
Sorry.
I'm not saying this is good that you put it out there. Yeah. What you're saying is this is what you were trained to do when you had to resist people.
So it's like we were taught that, yes, the knee on more so like the back area to just, if somebody's trying to resist. The moment they stop resisting, now you take the pressure off.
Right, exactly. Now, they're going to make the argument that he was resisting. He was resisting tons throughout it, and I'm not going to discredit that. But what's very interesting to me is if you're purely looking at him being choked with the knee, of course you're going to disregard the whole thing and say it must be fentanyl. If you're looking at a guy who isn't able to get the amount of oxygen that he needs in his system because of a heart issue as well, and you're applying pressure on him while he's on the ground, restricting the amount that his lungs can move, that's what leads to the death. You know that game, I don't know if you guys play this when you're kids, but like you go up against a wall, you put your arms like this, you take a few deep breaths, and then your friend pushes on your chest, and then you pass out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We literally did this game as children. And what do? You pass the fuck out.
Now
imagine you just kept doing that for 8 minutes straight. You don't just pass the fuck out.
Yeah.
You die.
Yeah.
Okay? Your mother.
Mm-hmm. What about their mothers?
You know what about their mothers.
I forgot.
You know, I got to help her up after she...
I've seen enough. I think Andrew Schultz and him are really only focusing on the aspect of her documentary that's not really the theme of what's going on. They're just focusing more on the George Floyd aspect because BLM kind of used George Floyd as their starting point to mainstream their movement. And they didn't give no money to George Floyd's family. And that's really what the whole theme of the documentary is that BLM was really a charity, self-rich charity. And that's why, like he said, like when Al said it moved things back 10 years, and he just said it from the aspect of donating money to, I guess, charities that are about black causes and whatnot. But I'm going to take it a little further. The movement caused more division than unification. And I would say it was probably one of the most divisive movements. Probably the most divisive movement of my lifetime. It didn't unify people in a way that civil rights sort of brought some unification. It totally divided, man. It totally divided. And the fact that the credibility of the movement is no credibility whatsoever has made it even more divisive, because the people that you divided are now like, see, I told you so. And some people were on it from day one, that it was really a Marxist movement for transgenders and gays and females. It has nothing to do with black men are not included into this movement. So it's really a some Black Lives Matter movement. and all gay lives and trans lives matter movement. What else is there? It's divisive. It's a scam. I don't know if there's more to say about it. It's divisive, and it's a scam. It has no credibility. Oh, and the fact that he said when you bring up BLM, you actually have to say, the movement, not the organization. Well, that's the thing. They're one and the same. Because the organization started the movement. You can't separate the two. That's the problem. You can't separate the two when they started. You know, it's like if we want to sit here and say that, you know, people who create a culture own it, you know, which I disagree with. I strongly disagree with people owning culture. But that when people say you're culture appropriating, that's what they're saying. We own the culture. I own the culture. Well, then that means the organization owns the movement, you know, and you can't separate the two. That's the problem. They are one and the same. The Black Lives Matter movement and the organization are one and the same. You can sit there and say, I'm just about the movement. I got the T-shirt. And, you know, that's the thing. And, you know, one thing that gets me about people that would say, like, when they came out with All Lives Matter T-shirts and then Kanye does the White Lives Matter, they say, well, you're just protesting my protest. Well, there's always somebody protesting your protest. There's always somebody, even if they're not verbally protesting your protest, they're in the background protesting. There's always somebody in the background protesting your protest. So let's pump the brakes on that. Like, and it wasn't really just a protest. It was just people just saying, like, hold up, like, you know, because a lot of people felt that that movement was offensive. Like, it only... Like, a lot of people felt like that movement was saying that all lives, only lives matter if they're black, and all lives that are not black don't matter. There's people that took it that way, because just like all these sensitive people take these words on the internet or take things they say, people say, and they twist it up in their own little narrative and own little analogies and run with it. You know, that's happening all the time. People don't always interpret words the way you say them. And people don't always, saying them don't really interpret them the way they mean. They don't, you know, put it out there in the way they mean, you know. And that's the thing. There's a lot of this, you know, people just taking what somebody says and twisting it up and putting their own narrative to it, you know? So there's that. And you know, people are always going to protest your protest. I can see where some people were offended. I mean, because, damn, people are getting offended over the smallest, idiotest, bittiest things nowadays, you know? So I can see, I don't understand, like, why you would get offended by some of these things that people are getting offended by in society. But I can see that they would be offended because people are offended by the littlest things in society. You know, and I honestly think some people wake up and with a microscope looking for racism in places that it's clearly not, you know, like math. Like, apparently math is racist. I thought that was something we all need to know, how to pay our rent and bills one day as adults. You know, I mean, if you don't know common math, how are you going to know you're working the right amount of hours you're supposed to be working? How many hours? How are you going to know you're not working 60 hours, but you're getting paid 40 hours? How do you know you're getting paid the right hourly wage? How do you know you're getting the right amount of taxes taken out? How do you know how to pay your rent and your bills if you don't know math? I mean, that's just common. Unless paying rent and paying bills is racist, and work is racist and buying food and anything dealing with money is racist, then okay, I guess so. It's hard to take Andrew Schultz and him serious when you react to one of their videos, because they're comedians and they're always bringing comedy into it, you know. And I'm pretty sure Officer Tatum would take Al to school any day, you know. Like this idea that they underselling the fentanyl, and I'm not saying that that's why he died, but they're underselling of the impact the fentanyl could have had, along with being, you know, on his back, having your knee to the back of the neck and his chest being pressed to the ground and whatnot. But I would think that would be, it would make it hard for you to really choke somebody. I mean, even if you, like, it'd be hard. Like, they literally have to have something underneath their neck to kind of put pressure on it. It would seem like you couldn't just push somebody's neck to the ground totally. Normally, you would probably have their side of their head would be on the ground and your knee would be on the side of their neck, you know. But, like, in the front like that, your chin would just, it's just too much curvage right here to flatten out, I would think. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I don't know what more to say, man. Candace Owens, I ain't watched the documentary. I've seen I know the summary of it. Basically just talking about where the money went, and the organization is a scam. The movement's a scam too, because you can't separate the two. And it's one of the most divisive things in my lifetime. And it does take away a lot of credibility to civil rights movements, because that's the civil rights movement of the 2020s, BLM. And it's a scam. It's a sham. It didn't include black men. It's really just for gay black women and gay women and transgenders. And that's it, you know. And it's a Marxist mindset, which I'll never agree with communism and communists. And the idea that people would actually volunteer for communism is a joke, because they act like redistribution of wealth means that we all get rich. No, it means that we're just all fucking poor. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that we all get rich. It means that we're just all going to be evenly fucking poor, or all evenly just be middle class Americans. None of us will be able to come up financially. We'll just all evenly have the same exact bullshit apartment, bullshit car, can afford the same bullshit groceries, buy the same bullshit clothes. You won't be able to, this idea that people will be able to treat themselves to whatever they want to treat themselves in a communist civilization, it's not happening. There's no communist country where everybody in there can just treat the people are just living on evenly killed. Most of them can't come up and build businesses financially. There's not really a lot of growth for small business or none of that. It's even worse when it comes to the big business scale. There's no growth for independent small business in a communist country, man. Once again, I'll thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.